ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام قليل تدوم عليه أرجى من كثير مملول منه.
Imam Ali said, "A small action which is continued with regularity is more beneficial than a long one performed with disgust." Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. One of the things that we learn from the great and universal personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the concept of justice. Now, along with the concept of justice, we also understand the concept of authority and power. In today's day and age, dear friends, which of course we are currently living in, we find that those who have power, those who have authority, those who are in the government of many of the countries across the world, this power and this authority which they have is used towards injustice. It is used towards personal, selfish means and desires. It is used towards the benefit and the profit of a very small few at the detriment of a very great many. This authority and this power and this governance has turned into a tool for injustice and oppression. Now, it is well known and it can be seen throughout the history books and throughout especially the history books of Islam and even the non-Muslim history books. And as well, we can find in the books of tradition that Imam Ali alayhi salam was of such character that nobody who had authority under him in his government dared to misuse their power in the presence of Imam Ali or under the commandership of Imam Ali. And that these people who had authority, they knew that there was no way for them to get an approval from Imam Ali when they wanted to do an unjust act. So the real government, the real authority, and the real power that a human being attains via certain positions, this power and this authority must be used for the sake of Allah. It must be used to establish truth and justice. It must be used in a righteous and noble and honorable manner. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us. He teaches us that power should not become a tool for oppression, as we see in the modern day, where countries, because they have power, because they have wealth, because they have a so-called reputation, because they have a big military, because they have nuclear weapons, that they use this power for oppression, for injustice, for committing evil acts. This is the opposite to what Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted, has planned for humanity. Real authority, real power necessitates justice, truth, and nobility. A beautiful lesson given to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
I just would like to share with you one sentiment or the feeling of a lady who was among the followers of Ahlul Bayt. And this is a lady who is known as Sauda bint Ammara bin al-Ashtar al-Hamdaniya. And she was from the family which believed in Amir al-Mu'mineen, from the Hamdaniya Yemeni family and the tribe. And she was a poetess in her own right. She was talented in composing poetry. And in the Battle of Siffin, interestingly, she was there with her brother. And she played her part in composing lines in order to encourage. Primarily, what we see is that she is addressing her own brother who was there in the army of Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, to move forward and fight for the cause of Ali. It seems that she was also a very courageous lady. When we see in history, after the Shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, when Muawiyah comes to power, a situation happened in their area in Yemen that the governor sent there was a very cruel person, Ibn Artat, and the people of the tribe basically wanted to send a complaint to Muawiyah about this officer. But they couldn't find anyone more courageous and willing to go and represent them but this lady by the name of Sauda. And so she accepted this task. She went all the way to Damascus and sought the audience with Muawiyah. She was given the permission to go in. But before she comes in, Muawiyah was briefed about her. And of course, he also knew about the lines of poetry that she had against Muawiyah and her and his family. Where after, you know, coming in, after salam and the normal, you know, discussion after greetings, Muawiyah started reciting the lines of poetry that she had composed. And she says, "Aren't you the one who said this? Shammir ka fa'ali abika yabna ammar yawm at-ta'ani wa multaq al-aqran." Where she says, addressing her brother, she says, "Get ready like your father, O son of Ammara, on the day of fight when champions meet. وانصر عليا والحسين ورحته واقصد لهند وابنها بهوان." Support Ali and Hussein and his family, and target Hind, the mother of Muawiyah, and her son with disgrace. إن الإمام أخ النبي محمد علم الهدى ومنارة الإيمان. Because the Imam, the true Imam, is the brother of the Prophet Muhammad, who is the sign, the Imam, who is the sign of guidance and the minara, the minaret of Iman. فَقُدِ الْجُيُوشِ وَسِرْ أَمَامَ لِوَائِهِ. So therefore, O my brother, lead the armies of Ali and go ahead of his flag. قُدُمًا بِعَبْيَزِ صَارِمٍ وَسِنَانٍ. March forward with shining sword and arrows.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.